Welcome to the Jazz Notes Podcast. I am your host, James Stratton, and tonight we are going to go over the game between the Utah Jazz and the Golden State Warriors in San Francisco, California. The Jazz come in at 28-9, and the Warriors are at an even 500 with 19 games apiece. And the Warriors are trying to get off this four-game skid they have. And the Utah Jazz look to kind of shake off that rust that was seen in Salt Lake City against the Houston Rockets, who are just not a very good team. And we made them look like they're an all right team. So getting into this one, sorry about that. Just drinking some water, sponsored by water, that H2O. You can get it anywhere. You can get it at the kitchen sink. Maybe you have one installed on your refrigerator. Or you can even go outside and collect some rainwater. And if you're very desperate, just go out to a lake or something and
make sure you put bleach in it.
Sorry. So I'm recording this a little bit late at night. I had some stuff going on right after the game, so I didn't have time to run down and do this podcast. And got home and got a little lazy. Kid fell asleep on me. That was one of the reasons why I got comfortable. And next thing I know, it's 9 o'clock at night and decided to go to bed and just pretty much stayed up in bed for about 2 hours and then just thought, man, I can't sleep. So decided to come down and complete this podcast instead of doing it in the morning. And hopefully those who drive to work in the morning are happy that I am sacrificing for you. Man, I can't talk right now. I'm tired, but I'm not tired, I guess. So anyways, let's get into this game. So, luckily I looked up this morning because I thought it was a 6 o'clock game for some reason. And I was like, well, I need to make my post for Instagram. So I start editing it. I believe it was around noon. And I see the game's at 2. I'm like, oh, man. That's a good thing that I went in there and fixed it. So was able to get the game on and start watching and watch it all throughout. And that's why we're here right now. So anyways, let's get off to the game. So the Jazz start off poorly again. Turnovers, missed shots. And the Warriors press fast and not allowing the Jazz to get on the defensive end to get set up on defense. This is pretty much the recipe to beat the Jazz. They cause turnovers on them by filling in the passing lanes or just poking the ball loose, because when we dribble, we seem to not guard the ball that well. And then beating them on transition. The fix for the Jazz is just take care of the basketball. Just defend the ball while you're dribbling. Just always have that hip in front of you. Hide the ball behind you. And if your defender is going to the guy with the ball to go in and do the quick strip when, you know, he's in the blind spot, you need to communicate, hey, watch ball or something, or double team, something to get that player recognized. And it's just no communication seemed to go on the floor. I mean, you listen to the game and pretty much is the Warriors communicating this entire game. And once it's done, it's, just make sure that the ball is not being pressed and just fill in those defensive lanes, really. That's really how to fix this so far, and it's not happening. And, man, Bogey is just awful so far this game. They're picking him off anytime that he tries to dribble it inside. Whenever he gets picked off, he does this fake little, trying to pretend like he's going up for a shot. And twice it works, once it doesn't. Twice it works, and then they overturn it because Draymond, yells at his coach to review the play, and they review it, and it was a clean strip. But I don't know. But there's just one time also where Rudy Gobert rebounds the basketball and kind of tips it towards him because he has three or four players around him. And he just like looks at the basketball being dribbled towards him. And he doesn't react in time, causing the Warriors to grab the ball. And it's just this, just wake up, Bogey. Just wake up. Welcome to 2021, bro. You know, and I don't get it. I just don't get how he is so inconsistent when he was pretty much our most consistent player last year. Just that complete drop off. Just this, I don't know, like brain fart going on. I don't know how else to explain it. It's just like, he's trying to do way too many things himself at times. He doesn't keep his head up. And then the next game, he'll be complete opposite. He'll keep his head up. He'll recognize when he gets double teamed quick and throw the ball out. But this game, it's just not happening so far. The Jazz are down 11-15 with 6 minutes left into this quarter. And they just seem so uncomfortable out there on the offensive end. And it's mainly due to Curry killing the Jazz early. He's hitting threes when Gobert is in, and he's getting inside when he is out. And the Jazz just can't get anything done on their end of the court. Then Golden State goes off on this 15-0 run, and after they hit 13-0, there's still no Jazz timeout, and this just can't happen. I don't know why Coach Q just lets this lets some teams go on runs sometimes. I know he stopped the early run fast with a timeout and it worked. I know it sucks to put two timeouts quick into the game, but it needs to get handled before it gets out of hand. And and at this point, it seems kind of out of hand. Past few games, teams are starting this Hacker Gobert technique, making him earn a lot of points at the free throw line. We saw this last game early with the Rockets. But anyways, they're you know, that sometimes I think it should be a flagrant foul how aggressive that they hold him down. I mean, it could cause an injury, but at times, I mean, it is a technique. Golden State is scoring at will against the Jazz, attacking their weakness with overloading the interior. And pretty much it's just Gobert guarding. So if you're a listener on this podcast, I mean a frequent one, I've harped on this before. Just teams can get past players on the perimeter. We just do not have lateral quickness at all. And then it gets this Gobert into a trap where there's either two or three players inside the paint. You have the ball handler, and then you have one or two players behind Gobert on the weak side. And depending on where Gobert cheats at, the guy who's driving the basketball, if Gobert cheats to either one side of the lob, he can either lob it to the other side or he could just shoot it himself. If Gobert cheats towards the driver, then it's going to be a lob to whoever. And it's just, I saw Royce O'Neal help out once during this game. I mean, it was just a good shot by, I believe, Wiggins, who ended up just aggressively putting it in. O'Neal saw that this was happening and hurry and got in front of Wiggins before he got the ball. But I mean, it didn't work, but it's what needs to happen. I mean, once Gobert cheats, someone needs to hurry and grab the person behind him. I mean, It's not a secret anymore what the teams are doing. It hasn't been a secret for quite a while now. So the Jazz go into the second quarter down 22-33, just unmotivated. This quarter, they're just unmotivated. I don't know how else to put it. I mean, allowing 33 points in any quarter is just atrocious for this Utah Jazz team, who can't, I believe they can't really win with this constant. Unless they're just hot on offense, they can't allow this constant slip on defense. So into the second quarter, the Jazz start a little bit better on this one with a 7-0 run. The second unit is definitely a liability for the Warriors, I know, so far this season. You can definitely tell because the Jazz hurry and get the lead cut down by one. But then the Jazz definitely are missing out on opportunities to get back into this game. After they got within that 1 point lead, they let down the guard and let the second unit get back up by one or by eight. So halfway through this quarter, the Warriors are back up 47-39. This Jazz offense is just so sloppy and they aren't taking care of the basketball at all. This is just so frustrating that we can't take care of like our mistakes. Like we need to take care. of them. I mean, towards the first of this half, we're turning it all over and we're just not getting this transition defense at all. And just overall, just a terrible performance from the Jazz on both ends. They get within 4 or 5, get comfortable, and then out of nowhere, the Warriors come back up and go back up by 12 again. Just no consistency this game at both ends. And zero effort at times at both ends. Just disappointing. And the Jazz go into the half 54-67. We allow 34 points. So it's even worse now. But at least we score 32, right? I guess that's one win. Not really, because we didn't outscore them. I mean, we need to outscore them. Sorry, it's my halftime water break again. I have to keep getting the sponsorship from water. Anyways, third quarter. More of the same to start this half. The Warriors continue their game plan to press and keep up the defensive intensity as well. Donovan Mitchell finally wakes up after since scoring his last bucket with 9 minutes left into the first. And starts off with a great offensive start for himself. While Rudy starts to get, you know, hot as well, getting the ball inside and dunking it and just being aggressive. Jazz down halfway into this one, 84-74. And again, Bogey just needs to perform better. It has been too long to remain this inconsistent at everything. And I've seen it a lot tonight about how we need to trade Bogey. I don't think that's the answer, mainly because since he's been doing so awful this season, I don't think anyone in their right mind would trade Bogey. I mean, the only way they trade Bogey is if we did it at the beginning of the season, which I saw some mock trades. I'm like, no, let's not do that. And now I was like, man, we should have done that. But we're not going to get anything from him just with how inconsistent he's been so far this season. I know what he's been so far in the past, but it hasn't been at all this season. I know I played with some trade. I believe ESPN has this trade little app. No, it's actually 538 has this play with the trades. All I did was give up Bogey for free. And this is crazy. This was 2 weeks ago. So I was just playing with some players. So I gave away Bogey. The second I gave away Bogey without even plugging in a player to replace him, we got an estimated win increase of 5. That's just showing how terrible he has been on both ends. I mean, teams just at times switch to him on purpose, mainly because he can't defend a child in junior Jazz. And it's just ridiculous. I mean, I don't know how he has fallen off the earth so fast since last season. And this is just a disappointing showing from the entire team. These glaring issues from the Jazz have been present for a while, and it seems like we address them in these post-game conferences, press conferences, and then we get into the court the next game and everything happens again. I don't get it. I know what the fixes are. I've stated what the fixes are onto this podcast, and the coaches have stated what they need to do to fix it, but we get on the court and we don't fix it. I know we can't do everything at the same time, but at least change our defensive strategy, maybe change how we work on offense. But defense is just mainly our big issue, not really offense. Just change what we do. And then make teams readjust and then go change back to what we were doing at the first part of the season. I mean, just it's a constant readjustment. We just don't have this formula that's going to work throughout the season. Teams are going to catch on what's going to be weak for us. Then we need to make those weaknesses our strengths. And then that's going to make us sloppy on another part of defense as well. And once the team start to figure out, then we're going to go that way. We need to keep changing our defensive game plan. And that way it keeps the other team on their toes. Like, hey, this isn't working. Let's try this. And hey, they're trying to do this to us now. Remember how that we fixed this last time? And then go to that. It's a constant chess match that needs to happen. And it's not happening since 10 games ago. So same thing every time. The Jazz miss or turn it over. then the Warriors press fast and get easy buckets. That's just how it's been going. When the Jazz miss, the Warriors are pressing. If the Jazz make it and it swishes and it gets right to the out-of-bounders' hands right away, they throw it in and run the ball, and we don't communicate, hey, they're pressing. It doesn't make any sense. And they've said it a few times, hey, our communication has been awful. Then do it. That's the easiest thing to do, to talk. Like, hey, let's talk. Like, I hate talking, and here I am doing 45-minute podcasts with you guys on a constant basis. It's not that hard to communicate. We got to keep each other aware of what's going on, especially if you're getting beat by your own man. Or if your defender, whoever's defending you, is going to double-team a player, open your mouth. That's it. Watch ball. You know, it's just two words, and we're just not doing it. So, awful shooting night for the Jazz. The ones that are really only stepping up this game, Conley, Mitchell, Gobert, you can kind of throw Clarkson in that as well, but Clarkson is missing a lot of shots as well, but at least he's getting shots in. Jazz down 86-95 going into the fourth quarter. We allow 28 points, by far our best quarter so far, which is sad because I still like to see teams under 25 points per quarter. But we score 32, so that's, I don't know. It's like the only quarter that we actually beat them on. Just a poor defensive game for our Jazz. That's all I have to say. So going to this fourth quarter with Green, Wiseman, Curry out, the Jazz really need to start this fourth quarter fast and get the momentum on their side. And they do. They press. They get open shots. They play pretty good defense. And right now, Gobert is just running the game with rebounds, blocks, filling in the lanes correctly, getting inside and getting good shots in. And then another bad technical. This time on Ingles, the Warriors have yelled, cried. They've actually thrown a ball hard against the backstop this game, and there has been no techs at all. Ingles argues a foul call on him, and he gets teed up right away. It's just inconsistent, and it doesn't make sense why the Jazz got teed up, because I think that was like their second or third time arguing a call, while the Warriors have been on their like 20th time right now. And there's one point I thought Draymond Green should have got technical because he went up and blocked Rudy Gobert's shot, but during the block follow-through, he hits Rudy on the head with his elbow, and they call foul, and first he starts crying about the foul, then he realizes that they're going to look to see if it's a flagrant, then he really starts going crazy, and pretty much, I believe he swears at the ref by lip reading. I'm not going to say it here because this might be a children's show, I don't know, or children might be listening, so, but no tech. And then about two quarters later, this happens. So just an inconsistency. That's all I'm arguing about is the inconsistency at times. I believe this game actually was called very fairly. It's just the texts that drive me crazy when they're not called fairly. Again, the Jazz keep on getting in this one and then just slacking off right after on defense. Bogey just needs to get out. He needs to get out of the game. And I'm glad that Quinn does it at the end. Every time he drives, he turns it over. They're now down by 5 after getting within 1 point. And halfway through, the Jazz are down 110-104. And it's just so odd, this game, to see the Jazz's perimeter game so awful. The Warriors get three threes in a row. And this is usually the strength, but not this game. I'm just going to get to the end, but Warriors win this one 131-119. We allow 36 points that one, and we only score 33. So, just an awful showing from the Jazz. We can kind of get into the stats. I mean, 45% on field goals, we like to stay around 50. 34% on three-pointers, we like to stay around 40. We out-rebound them 50-40, mainly thanks to Rudy Gobert. But we only give up 5 offensive rebounds, which is great. I did see a lot more Jazz going in for the rebound, so that's really good to see that Rudy is getting help sometimes during this game. We have 24 assists on 41 field goals, around that 60% we like to stay at, and 14 turnovers, which isn't terrible. I mean, I saw this article by, I believe, KSL or Deseret News, whoever. I didn't really look at it, but it says turnovers are the glaring issue from this Jazz loss. No, it's not. I mean, it doesn't help, but I mean, the Warriors turn it over 14 times. Both teams allowed 19 points off those turnovers. So that's not the main thing. I mean, if it was turnovers and then the Warriors scored 25 points off those turnovers, and then we allow 14 turnovers, or we force 14 turnovers and only get like 10 points off of it, then yeah, we can say, hey, that's a contributing factor into this loss, but it's not. I mean, just all those stats I was talking about before, the reasons before, is the reason why we lost is just our defensive intensity overall was not there. The Warriors came in with a great game plan, and it worked for them. It really did. And just props on that. I mean, Steve Kerr is a 70% winning coach. And people are like, oh, they had all those all-stars. But when the Warriors drafted a lot of these players, they weren't seen as all-stars. I mean, Draymond Green wasn't a first overall pick. Klay Thompson wasn't. I believe he was number 13. Steph Curry definitely wasn't, out of Davidson, which no one heard of him. The only one that you can really say with argument was Kevin Durant, but the Warriors already won two championships without him. So it's not like this big surprise. I mean, Kerr coached very well to get these teams. I mean, they were 73-9 without Durant the season before they got him. So, of course, we're going up with a good coach, and that always helps. So every single quarter, they scored over 25 points. So now we're just atrocious when we allow that now. We're starting to get around 50% with this string of losses of late, and it's mainly due to our interior defense. So that definitely needs to be into the game plan if we have to just do a walkthrough on practice. I know they're not going to get much practice. They had to fly all the way to Boston tonight. So going from San Francisco to Boston, I think the NBA just purposely are screwing with the Jazz right now. That was not needed. They should have had the Warriors come over to the Jazz one more time, and then we fly out of Utah to Boston. But I think that was kind of a bad decision from the league to not catch that. I know if you're in San Francisco, you're like, well, we have to do that all the time. Well, that's your fault for living in San Francisco. It's not our fault. Let's get into the notes of the game. So the F note is Boyan. That's it. I didn't even look at any other player to put it on the list. I didn't look to see if Favors deserved it. I didn't look to see if Niang deserved it. It was just Boyan right away. 9 points. On 2 of 9 shooting, just atrocious. I think he was like 1 for 6 at 3-pointer. 1 rebound, 1 assist, 4 turnovers pretty much every time he drove into the lane, except for twice when he was fouled. One of them should have been a turnover. And plus a minus of negative 24. So just awful showing from the Jazz, or from Boyan. Just really inexcusable. I mean, after that second one, we're like, hey, they're picking me off every single time I come into the lane. Maybe you shouldn't have tried to go in the lane for the rest of the game. That's it. I know your driving has been a lot better this season at times, but not tonight. C-note of the game was Jordan Clarkson. He had 21 points, 5 rebounds, 2 steals in this one. B-note of the game goes to Mike Conley with 23 points, 6 assists, 2 rebounds, and 1 steal. And the A note of the game is no other than Rudy Gobert with 24 points, 28 rebounds, which is a franchise record for the Utah Jazz now. So, good job, Rudy. You're in the record books. 1 assist, 4 blocks, 2 steals, plus and minus positive 11. So that was pretty interesting to see, just to see the other team, the other players that had positive numbers, and you had a lot of them had negative numbers, like Mitchell had it, Bogey had it, but then you have Clarkson, Conley, and Gobert, who all had positive plus-minus margins, and it's just kind of how the game was. It just seems like when some certain players were in, there was more of a liability than an asset, so I don't know. It's just one of those weird games. I mean, overall, weird game. We shoot our three, number the threes that we need to hit. We out-rebound. We're passing well. We are not shooting very well. I know the Warriors shot a lot better than the Utah Jazz did this game. I'm going to get into... let's see here. I'm going to get into the stats real quick. I should have pulled it up, but I didn't think I needed them because I thought I had everything up. But I know the Warriors were shooting like lights out the first quarter for sure. Team stats. All right. So, yeah, holy cow. Yeah, the Warriors shot 56% overall, and they're 51% at the three-pointers, 52% if you want to round up the decimals. So just again, that's more due to the lack of defense that we brought out to the court. And the Warriors did hit a few tough shots, but other than that, I mean, we're leaving wide open threes at times, and it was just a bad game. So again, as I said, Tuesday we'll be playing in Boston. So that is the start of, well, this was the start of our road trip, really, but we stay in the East after Boston. I believe we go to Washington and play that COVID game that was canceled due to the Warriors or the Wizards having it. Then we go down to Tampa Bay to play the Raptors, not Toronto, Tampa Bay still. So, yeah. And then we'll continue. I believe we play Boston and someone else. I forget who, without looking on top of my head. So until then, I might have a guest, Jack with Hard Hitting Podcast for that night. We're going to see if it will work out. But if not, I'll catch you Tuesday night. And as always, go Jazz.